come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is optimism. Each of my guests brings an optimistic, upbeat attitude and approach to his or her topic. My next guest is a former editor at Money Magazine, where he covered Wall Street. He bills himself as America's Money Answers Man. He'll share how to slash your monthly payments and become debt-free from his latest book, Master Your Debt. Jordan Goodman is a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. He wrote and reported for Money Magazine for 18 years and served as a weekly commentator of NBC News at Sunrise, and he was also a daily commentator for Mutual Broadcasting Systems' America in the Morning. Today, he appears regularly on many national and local radio and TV shows, including CNN, Fox News Network, Fox Business Network, CNBC, and CBS. He's the founder of the popular personal finance website, MoneyAnswers.com. His latest book, Master Your Debt, reveals and explains dozens of new programs and tools that consumers can use right now to get control over their mortgage, their credit cards, and regain their financial freedom. Joining us from New York, hi, Jordan. How are you today?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest and for all the great tips that you're going to share with my listeners.
Sure. They should have their pencils and papers ready because I'll give lots of very practical things they can use.
I love that. But I want to start with something that's a little controversial, I guess. I'd like to start with America's underreported ticking time bomb, and that is student loan debt. Now, total outstanding student loan debt is more than, get this, $1 trillion in 2011. $864 billion in federal government loans, another $150 billion in private student loans. Here's the part that I found shocking. Cumulative defaults on the private student loans exceeded $8 billion, or 5.33% of the outstanding private student loan debt in 2011. Arne Duncan, who is our Secretary of Education, said, and I'm quoting here, "The subprime-style lending went to college, and now students are paying the price." However, Secretary Duncan and Richard Cordray, who is the Director of Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they indicate that the government is not currently pursuing any action against lenders for these past lending practices. So a little, if we can, blame and shame. Who's at fault here? Is it the students who took out the loans? Is it the private lenders who loan money to dodgy borrowers? Or is it Sallie Mae for guaranteeing these loans in the first place?
As in the subprime crisis, I think there's plenty of blame to go around for everybody. People want an education. They have not saved enough to afford it. In many cases, grants and scholarships are being cut back, and they're in a position they have to borrow. So it's the only loan they could get. So you could blame the borrowers to some extent, but they wanted their education. The lenders were happy to do it because they were guaranteed anyway, so there was nothing for them to lose. And Sallie Mae, that was the business they were doing. So everybody contributed to it. And this could be similar to the subprime crisis in that you had a lot of people taking on student loans that were, after they graduated, not in a position to pay them back, just as people who took on subprime mortgages took on bigger homes than they could afford and were not able to pay them back. As you said, there's over $1 trillion. It's not only a big amount, but it's growing the fastest as well, because tuitions in many cases are going up 5-6%, sometimes even more than that. People, again, have not saved enough, and they're having to borrow more and more to get to college. I heard in California there was some enormous increase in the state system. Was 40% or something like that. So it's just happening all over the place, and it's forcing people to borrow at a higher and higher rate all the time.
Yeah, that is very true. Well, Jordan, I mean, you say that it's increasing 5-6% per year, and that by itself doesn't sound too badly, except when you compare it to something like health care costs, which has been in the forefront of our national dialogue. The student loan costs have been going up at a much faster rate than health care costs, and people don't recognize that, do they?
Well, and in many cases, not only the amounts of debt and the interest rates that their people have to pay go up, but now people graduate from college, and in many, many cases, over 50% of the cases, can't get jobs either at all or enough to service those loans. Something like 50% of the people who just graduated from college this last spring have gone home again, and you know, maybe they're working some or not at all. These are what I call the boomerang generation. They keep coming back. Everybody was talking about the empty nest syndrome, but now we've got the boomerangers coming back all the time, and It's hard to pay off your student loans if you're not employed.
I love it, the boomerang generation. My guest is Jordan Goodman. We're talking about student debt right now, but we're going to talk about other financial issues as well. This is a flippant question, Jordan, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I think it's on the minds of some of my listeners who are out there. With the student loan debacle and even with the subprime lending, you covered Wall Street for 18 years.
Right.
Why hasn't anybody gone to jail or at least be brought to trial over this?
Well, there have been some. In the subprime area, Angelo Mozzillo of Countrywide, but he paid a big fine. You know, so there really weren't that many people brought to jail. And I think there should have been. It was criminal what happened. It almost brought down the entire economy as well.
Yeah.
But that's just not the way things work. Insider trading, yes, they'll do that kind of thing. But bringing down the entire financial system, I guess that's not considered criminal enough. It's really crazy.
My guest is Jordan Goodman. He's the author of the book, Master Your Debt, Slash Your Monthly Payments, and Become Debt-Free. All right, so we've sort of set up what the problem is with student loans. What are some alternative student loan options that people might not be aware of, but they should take advantage of?
There are three things they can do if they've got a lot of student loans. The first one is consolidate their student loans into one payment at a lower interest rate. If they got a lot of different loans, federal loans, private loans, all that combined, they can get a much lower interest rate, typically about 3.4%, and save themselves a lot of money and time and effort and pay these things off much more quickly. There's a website to help people there, which is quickconsolidation.com, and they've also got a phone number, which is 855-460-3543. It's a company called College Education Services that has been doing this for over 20 years. And it's complicated to go through this whole process, but if you do it right, you can save yourself a tremendous amount of money with consolidation of your student loans. The second thing you can do is what's called the IBR system, or the Income-Based Repayment Program. Now, this came in 2009, and basically it allows people to pay off their entire student loans within about 10 years, no matter how much they owe, if they do some kind of public service. If they work for the Peace Corps, a state or federal agency, a nonprofit group, if they're a doctor in an inner-city hospital, you know, those kind of things. If you, in effect, contribute back to society, after 10 years, no matter how much you owe, it is completely forgiven, and that's a way of getting rid of your student loans as well. And there's some other ways in that income-based repayment program to pay your mortgage, your student loans off much quicker. Student loans are almost like a mortgage today because people are taking them out for 30 years.
That's right.
When they get their first job. It's really kind of crazy.
Jordan, how long do you have to work as one of the in one of these public sectors
in order?
10 years?
10 years in order to get complete forgiveness of the rest. And you have to be paying on your student loans, but you can be paying a minimal amount. And after 10 years, no matter how much you owe, it's completely forgiven.
That
can help a lot of folks. At this quickconsolidation.com, they can explain that in more detail. And there's one other thing people can do, which they're not familiar with, which is settle their student loans. And that's settling their loans for 20, 30, 40 cents on the dollar, depending on what the deal is. The lenders, in many cases, are willing to get something rather than nothing, and that's a whole option a lot of people are not familiar with. There's a website for that, too, studentloanhelptoday.com, studentloanhelptoday.com, and they have a phone number, too, 855-533-2860. You have to show some level of hardship. They're really just not able to pay back these loans over time, and then they'll deal with you and settle the student loan. So that's a service that can help you do that as well.
Wow. My guest is Jordan Goodman. He's author of the book, Master Your Debt. Jordan, you've got all sorts of useful tips. But in that last answer, something that I found was rather interesting. You said that student loans are becoming sort of like mortgages for some people, and I would have to agree with you. Many people, most people, in fact, listening to the sound of my voice right now, have a mortgage. And in addition to the student loan advice, you offer great advice on how to pay down your mortgage at a faster rate using something called a HELOC. So explain what this little
is. A home equity line of credit, and that's something a lot of people have. They just don't know how to use it. And so there's a strategy called the Mortgage Equity Optimization Strategy, which literally allows you to pay off your mortgage in about 5 to 7 years instead of 30 years, on the same level of income you've already got. Now, people think that doesn't sound possible, but in fact, it is possible, and I can just briefly explain it. There is a website to find out more about that as well, which is truthinequity.com, truthinequity.com. And here's the way it works. With a traditional 30-year mortgage, you make the same payment for 30 years. All the interest is front-end loaded. First 10 to 15 years, you're pretty much making all interest payments and making a very small amount of principal payments. This is reversed with the mortgage equity optimization system because with the home equity line of credit, the HELOC, you keep your income in the HELOC instead of keeping it in the checking account, and every day that goes by, you're making a little bit of progress on the principal, and so every month that goes by, you actually are paying a lower and lower mortgage payment, as you pay off your mortgage faster. It sounds crazy, but that's the way it works. Because HELOCs are based on what's called average daily balance. How much do I owe today? So each month that goes by, your principal is going down at an accelerating rate, and therefore the interest you owe on that principal is going down at an accelerating rate until it goes to zero. You pay the whole thing off. When you go to that truthandequity.com website, they actually have a free what's called a personal profile, and you put in the numbers that apply to yourself, your income, your expenses, your mortgage, your house value, and they say, okay, based on what you're doing today, it's going to take you 28 years to pay off your mortgage. Using mortgage equity optimization, for you it's 6.2 years, or whatever the numbers come out to be. And there you go, and then they show you step-by-step how to do it. So I just saved you tens of thousands of dollars in like 25 years off your mortgage on your existing level of income.
That is amazing. Now, why isn't this a more widely known and certainly more widely used tool, Jordan?
Banks do not want you to know about this. They would much rather that you pay them for 30 years, right? And what's even better is interest rates fall, and then people refinance and start the 30-year clock all over again. And they've been paying for many, many years, paying all interest. This is a great deal for the banks. The banks, you could go up to a bank and say, I'd like to try the mortgage equity optimization strategy. They will have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, and they'd rather not know about it because they like the current system. You keep your money in a checking account for them, earning zero. In fact, they charge you fees to get your own money. And then you pay them for 30 years with all the interest front-end loaded. Why would they want you to know anything different?
Well, that's a very good point. My guest is Jordan Goodman, author of the book Master Your Debt. That just by itself is a great tip. So we're going to change gears. We've touched on student loans. We just touched on mortgages. Let's talk about credit cards. Give us your best advice on mastering the MasterCard or other credit cards, Visa, etc.
Well, I mean, people are paying extremely high interest rates. We had this credit card reform bill, which came in 2010, was supposed to solve everything and make everything simple and bring down interest rates. Well, I think it's restrained credit made it harder for people to get credit, and the ones who get it are now paying higher and higher interest rates in many cases. There's a lot of disclosure, but there's no limits on what fees or interest rates they can charge. They just have to disclose they're about to hit you over the head, so it hasn't helped that much. So here's some specific advice for people who have a lot of credit card debt. First thing is get lower interest credit cards. You do not have to put up with 25 or 29% of these ridiculous amounts. A free website to get the best deals out there in credit would be creditcardperks.com, P-E-R-K-S.com. There's some great deals out there if you go get them as opposed to waiting for them to come to you. The ones that come in your mailbox bill are the worst, right? Those are the ones with the highest rates, the highest fees, the shortest grace periods, the worst rewards, and so on. That's why they're coming after you. If you go after the deals and do what's appropriate for you, it might be a frequent flyer mile, it might be hotel points, whatever is best for you. Creditcardperks.com is a free website to find all those. Then the second thing you want to do is monitor your credit on an ongoing basis so you see what's happening. A lot of people don't have a clue that there are errors in their report or, you know, their score is much lower than it really should be. A website to do that would be guardmycredit.com. That's the Equifax credit watch system where people can see what's going on with their credit anytime and correct errors. You may think there's one of your bill, but there's actually three Bill Franks. There's an Equifax bill, an Experian bill, and a TransUnion bill. And they kind of know each other remotely, but they're actually three different people because all three credit reports do not say the same thing.
That is true. Now, let me ask you, Jordan, though, if you use one of these services where you're checking your credit card score, your credit score, excuse me, doesn't that cost money? And doesn't each time you check your score ding your credit score?
This is an old wives' tale.
Ah. Okay,
there are two kinds of checking of your credit. There's what are called soft and hard inquiries. When you just look at your credit report, that is a soft inquiry. You could look at it 20 times a day and it would not affect it at all. Just looking at it does not affect you at all. A hard inquiry is where you are applying for credit. That's where you're applying for a credit card or a car loan or a student loan or something. That does affect your credit because you're actually applying for it. So people often confuse it. Well, I don't want to take a look at my credit score because it'll make it go down. That is completely inaccurate. The guardmycredit.com does charge a fee. You can do like $4. I do it like $40 for the entire year so I can look at it anytime I want. I mean, it's going to save you a lot of money to have your credit report cleaned up as much as possible. You don't want to be trying to clean it up as you're applying for credit. I hear this all the time, Bill. I was in the car dealership, and I was applying for a car loan, and the guy went back and said, you defaulted on your student loans. You did this. No, I didn't. That's not the place to be cleaning up errors, okay?
Right.
You
want
to go into there knowing it's clean up front and get these errors off if you possibly can. And then the last thing is if people are really piled under with high credit card debt at high interest rates, the banks aren't going to give them any breaks, they should go to a national nonprofit credit counseling place because they can get you rates you just can't possibly get on your own, typically like 6 or 7%, something like that. My favorite place there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org, Their phone number, 800-897-2200. And they're now helping about 1 million Americans in exactly that circumstance. Interest rates in the 20s or 25, whatever it may be, consolidated all into one payment at 6% or so. You make one payment a month to Cambridge. They pay the creditors. Within 2 or 3 years, you can have your debt taken care of. And it's considered a neutral on your credit score. This is what's called the Debt Management Plan, or DMP. It doesn't help, it doesn't hurt your credit score, but it does help you get out of debt much quicker than you ever could on your own.
Wow. My guest is Jordan Goodman, author of the book Master Your Debt. And Jordan, I'm glad you brought up these credit counseling companies that are out there, because there are radio ads and television ads that warn us against these credit counseling companies, that not all credit counseling companies are the same. Many of them work for the banks. How much of that is just false advertising, or at least misleading?
Well, there's two different kinds. The ones you hear advertising for are debt settlement companies. Okay, those are for-profit companies that say, come to them, pay them these big fees, and then they'll take 50%, settle your credit card debt for 50 cents on the dollar. In many, many cases today, the banks do not cooperate with debt settlement companies. So they're just taking your money and running, basically. The nonprofit credit counseling places, like the Cambridge that I've just mentioned, do have agreements with the banks and work with the banks all the time, and the fees they charge are limited by the state. I think in California it's $75 or something like that. So they limit the fees dramatically. And they do have a deal. They've already got an existing deal with Chase and Bank of America and Wells Fargo and Citibank and so on. You don't have to, they're not making a deal for you special. You're fitting into an existing system. So it's a completely different animal to do a nonprofit credit counseling place like CambridgeCredit.org versus a for-profit debt settlement company that promises a lot but doesn't deliver that much, frankly.
Thank you for making that distinction. My guest is Jordan Goodman, author of the book Master Your Debt, Slash Your Monthly Payments, and Become Debt-Free. Jordan, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Master Your Debt?
Well, the idea is you can master your debt instead of being a victim of your debt. A lot of people see debt as this big burden, this albatross that's kind of crushing them, and for some people it is. If you do it right, I mean, just look at what we've talked about. You could get your student loans paid off much quicker and settle your student loans. You could get your credit cards under control and have those paid off. You can get a mortgage and you pay it off in 5 or 6 years. If you do it right, these are absolutely the best times to take on debt, because we have interest rates at the lowest levels we've ever seen in our lifetimes. So if you do it right, it's great. If you do it wrong, it's horrible. You have this huge burden, these very high interest rates on credit cards, mortgages that go on forever, student loans that go on forever. So that the theme of Master Your Debt is do it right and really do very well with debt, as opposed to being victimized by it.
And that is a great message. My guest has been Jordan Goodman. Jordan, you've piqued the interest of many of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
My website is moneyanswers.com. I am America's Money Answers Man, so moneyanswers.com. And I do take emails as well, and glad to help people if I can.
Oh, that is very generous. Jordan, thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.